direction.
Good morning, Northwood Middle School. My name is Ben Rice from Ackworth, Georgia. I teach orchestra in Woodstock, Georgia. I'm going to be giving you some comments today. Wish you the best of luck. Thank you for taking your time getting your group set up exactly the way they need to be set up. That says a lot for you as a teacher, because they need to know that everything is under control and ready to go. So thank you for the concentration here at the beginning. Yeah, good watching. Thank you for using all this same technique with the pizzicato, doing up over the fingerboard. Yeah, watch out for those E flats. Ooh.
Stay there.
Oh yeah, good job getting that B flat in there. Good, good dynamic contrast. Make sure we're watching their seconds. Okay, make sure we get all the way up there on that fourth finger on that D. It's a good balance of the lows and the highs there. I like that balance. Yeah, be a little more aggressive on those eighth notes on that bowing of the 3 and 4 and a measure 24 of the first violins. Make sure you get that third finger all the way up there, seconds and first and violas, actually. Yeah, good. Have your low strings lead that crescendo a little bit more, 33 and 34. Good job with the accidentals. Make sure, though, that on that the half note tied to the quarter note, that we keep that bow pressure continuous so the pitch doesn't fluctuate.
Yeah, let's make sure, number one, that the sound of that dot half note is off.
Yeah, low strings.
Let's make sure that the 43 starts definitely or not a bit early. We're kind of anticipating right there a little bit.
Yeah, cello's especially getting that first to fourth finger extension all the way out there. That's good. Getting the fingers all the way extended out is always a big deal, especially for younger low string players. And maybe a little too much of the low strings here, maybe. Okay, second violins and violas, make sure that D to E flat. Make sure we're getting that low one on the E flat. Make sure that we're getting it low enough and we're all in the same space there to make sure that that half step's in tune.
I think you've done a good job. You've picked some music there. I had a couple of accidentals. You teach students that it's not just to make it like G major or D major. Let's start having to learn those top position fingers and get the placement on the fingerboard. It's a work in progress. Developing.
Make sure that 2 for that C sharp gets where it needs to be, please. Good. Make sure we're watching there in the 60s, 69, 70, 71. Make sure we're watching so we don't come in early. The tendency is, especially for young players, the tendency is to rush on pizzicato things like that, especially at the end like that at a bigger volume. They want to go a little bit faster. So, but yeah, some really good things going on, and you know, the general accidental things with the low fingering positions and that kind of stuff. Make sure that we all have the same idea about where we want to be on that. So good job, very good job. All right, Ninja, looking forward to it. Very good.
Okay.
Good watching. Ooh. We stopped watching.
Whenever you've got a repeated rhythm, it is going to want to rush.
Yeah, it's never too early to teach the kids to listen across the ensemble when you have, especially when you have your low strings on eighth straight eighth notes like we have. It's never too early to teach them to listen across the ensemble for those that metronomic idea and those steady eighth notes, especially if you're in the back of the first violins listening across. Plus, it also provides for better balance. Yeah, watch out in there, measure four, those dee-da-da-da, dee-da-da-da. Make sure that we get the finger patterns correct, especially using that fourth finger on the A down to that second finger. Sometimes that extended, that fourth finger position wants to put our second finger a little out of whack. So we got to make sure that A to the F sharp is in tune as well. Good job with the continuous trade-off in 26, 27 between the upper strings and lower strings, making sure it's a one idea of the eighth notes there. Good job on that. Lean in just a little bit more in those accents, maybe about 5% more pressure at the beginning of those notes with the accents. Yeah, good job with the dynamics. Yeah, okay. Okay, cool. When we have a moment like what we have at 54 and 55 where we have that really soft pizzicato and we switch to arco, teach them to breathe right before those eighth notes so that we have the left edge of that note in B4 lined up so we come and have a nice solid beginning to the pitches. You can tell that there's some really good teaching going on. You've picked good material for them to play, well within their ability range, music that they can perform really well and feel very successful with. So congratulations to you on a good performance. Thank you for sharing with us today. Hope you have a wonderful day at the park, and I hope you enjoy it. Thanks so much.